this is Katie B., and you are listening to the Monday Tideline Show, and it is my absolute pleasure and privilege to have with me in the studio Ms. Jane Rudenberg and Mr. David Crosman. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us, Katie
Thanks,
B.
Katie.
You're our holiday present.
No one wrapped us, though.
No, I know. Well, we are clothed, I suppose.
Well, that's, yeah. I guess clothing is a wrapper.
And optional in radio.
Though,
we're not swaddled.
And for those of you who are just tuning in or new to town, Jane goes way back with Juno and KRNN before it was KRNN.
That's right.
When it was simply KTOO.
It was a one-shot wonder.
And Jane did a radio show for a number of years. She is also a brilliant singer-songwriter.
Thank you, Katie. I haven't written a song in a long time.
But you're still brilliant.
Still brilliant
after all these years. And how long did you do your show?
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years I did. I started with Tuesday Cross Currents and then switched to Thursday because Tuesday was cut short for Alaska Coast to Coast or one of those shows that, may they rest in peace, that were so fabulous. But 10 years.
And then you went to Vermont for a while to become a nurse practitioner.
Yeah, and to get a husband.
And
I recommend it, ladies.
You didn't know you're going for an MRS degree as well, right?
What?
You didn't know you're going for an MRS degree as well.
MRS, MS, MRS, and...
but she's still Ms. Jane Rudenberg.
That's right. Well, I'm too old to change my name.
I'd do better changing my name to Rudenberg up
here. Well, everyone would know you anyway.
Exactly.
And David, you've been playing music for a number of years.
Yeah, since I was a teenager.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your musical background.
Just kicked around in a bunch of bands in Vermont, doing lots of opera ski stuff. I grew up in a town right outside of Killington, which is a big ski resort on the East Coast. And then, from there, I was up in the Stowe area playing a little bit in Burlington. And
we got to get you to the Eagle Crest parking lot. Because, that's where the après ski scene is. Is at Eagle Crest, right?
We'll run an extension cord out there for a zap.
Yeah, because there is no bar, so we tailgate, no matter what the weather. And, I think this would just sort of complete the package.
Yeah. I think that would be hilarious to have a band up there in the parking lot.
Little Let's can of Sterno to warm my hands by.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get a flatbed truck and just drive up there.
Okay.
Work on it, Katie.
I will. I am inspired. But I'm very inspired to hear you play a holiday tune.
Oh. Well, this one is from the band.
The band.
If you don't know what that means, you can call in later and ask Katie. That means you're young.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And this one. Okay.
Oops, go ahead.
And this one is?
Oh, Christmas Must Be Tonight. Yeah?
Yes.
I never get the title right.
You got it.
I did.
Come down to the manger. See the little stranger. Wrapped in swaddling clothes, the Prince of Peace. We'll start turning, torches start burning. The old wise men journey from the east. How will little baby boy bring the people so much joy? Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. A shepherd on a hillside, while over my flock I bide. On a cold winter night, a band of angels sing. In a dream I heard a voice saying, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn King. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy, son of a carpenter. Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. I saw it with my own eyes, written up in the skies. Why simple herdsmen such as I? And then it came to pass, he was born at last, right below the star that shines on high. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy, son of a carpenter. Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Be tonight. Be tonight. Be tonight.
Thank you. Thanks.
That was just lovely. And folks, I heard Jane and David play at the Gold Street. Gold Street.
Yeah. Yes. Used to be on Gold Street before the church burned down.
Yeah.
And then they moved to the Lutheran Church, and now it's Gold Street on 10th Street, I guess.
Yeah, just right at the Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Yeah.
It was such a nice environment. So relaxing.
Yeah. That's a beautiful acoustic space, too.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
Yeah, that was such a great concert. This was not this past Saturday night, but the Saturday before.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, it was you two and the Great Alaska Bluegrass Band and Amy
John
Hauk.
John Lager and John Ingalls and Amy Hauk.
Right.
That was and Irene great. Mullen.
And Riley.
Yeah,
Riley.
And Riley Woodford.
And Riley.
Yeah, yeah, it was a great evening. Just enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, good.
I thought,
that's fun.
You guys got to come on the radio.
And we're glad you asked us.
Yes, we are.
Huh.
So do you just like sit around the house and just play music together?
No, we should. We only do because Elva invites us to play, and then we panic and start playing. So we try to convince Elva to invite us frequently so we don't completely quit altogether. But we need to be more inspired.
And we always learn new songs, and then so we're not playing the same songs over and over.
Yeah.
So we don't really have a repertoire built up.
But we could go back and play all of those new repertory songs.
Well, like many artists, you know, you thrive on deadlines. Right?
That's right.
Because your life is full enough with work and making dinner and, you know, the walking the dog and all that stuff. And then it's like, oh, I got to write a song. Or
oh, my gosh.
Learn
a
song.
Learn a song or play a song. I got to say, being gainfully employed has been really rough on my leisure time and my, like, pursuits, like, doing radio and playing music. So people keep saying to me, why don't you have a radio show anymore? It's like, well, I'm at work.
Yeah.
I could do one from work. I'll do a remote location from work.
Multitask.
I'll multitask.
Yeah, I feel lucky enough to do this. Like, it's my community service.
Yeah.
But it's really just service to me. I have such a blast. I get to have people like you come in and play music.
Get to have a party here. Yeah. Thank you for having us. And someday I'm going to be on the radio again.
Oh, yes.
Now, are you going away for a while, or are you just going to wait till next year?
No, it's just kind of my schedule has changed. We're kind of mixing things up, where Wednesday nights now, 9 to 11, I'm sharing Stormy Weather with my friend and neighbor, Carolyn Miner, who has been doing it for 10 years. And so we're kind of alternating, so I'll be doing it this week. She'll be doing it the following week.
Oh, cool.
Well, actually, that's Christmas. But anyway, and then Marion Call, you know Marion Call, a local, now local singer-songwriter originally from Anchorage, she is going to be doing this program when she's in town.
Oh, cool.
But she's very much a traveling musician, so when she's out of town on gigs, I'll be still doing it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, just kind of mixing
Getting
things up a little
of
bit.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. So you have another holiday tune for us?
Sure. Kind of. This one, when I was, my dad loved this song when I was a kid, and it was on both of the John Denver Christmas albums that we had, but I really can't figure out what it has to do with Christmas. So if you're a non-holiday person, this might, oh, David's got an answer
well,
to that.
Well, and I think that some folks might recognize it from another Jim Henson project as well.
Oh, so maybe it's a Jim Henson thing, but it's still, it always came out at our house at Christmas time, but it doesn't seem to have anything to do with Christmas, but it's pretty. Oh, I don't have to play. I just have to sing. Yes, I'm ready. When the mountain touches the valley, all the clouds are taught to fly. As our souls will leave this land most peacefully. Though our minds be filled with questions, in our hearts we'll understand. When the river meets the sea, like a flower that has blossomed in the dry and barren sand, we are born and born again most gracefully. Thus the winds of time will take us with a sure and steady hand. When the river meets the sea, patience, my brother, and patience, my son, in that sweet and final hour, truth and justice will be done. Like a baby when it is sleeping in its loving mother's arms, what a newborn baby dreams is a mystery. But his life will find a purpose, and in time he'll understand. When the river meets the sea, when the river meets the almighty sea.
Oh, now I know why I asked you to come on the show today. That was just so lovely.
That is the sweetest song I think ever written.
Yeah, and you know, I think maybe it's on the Christmas album because it's the time of year when you think of people who are lost, mm-hmm. maybe family members who have passed on.
That makes sense.
Plays a pretty key part in Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas as well.
In, which I was too old to
really?
See, but
yes.
My young husband has, it's one of his favorites.
how's that?
It's, you know, that is kind of a Gift of the Magi kind of story with Mama Otter and Emmett Otter.
Okay.
And that's one song that they both sing together. It's a key duet for them.
So this is a Muppet thing?
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
I think that Paul Williams might have written this song, which kind of stands to reason since he was big songwriting with some of the Muppet things,
sure.
The Jim Henson projects. So.
Yeah. And was a contemporary
Muppet historian, David Grossman.
I'm more of a Paul Williams historian.
And Paul Williams is alive and well and a contemporary of John Denver, late great John Denver.
Yeah, I think he's alive and well. He used to be in all those shows, and he always, you know, he was always an interesting looking fellow. Remember him?
Yes.
He always wore crazy clothes.
Right.
But he was a wonderful songwriter. Right. It was just really hard to notice because he was so visually disturbing.
Wasn't he in Smokey and the Bandit as well? I think he was the sheriff's son in Smokey and the Bandit.
He was everywhere. But he's also one of those people who has written, you know, so much of the great American songbook from the last 40 years at least.
Yep.
And it's always, who knew? Oh, Paul Williams. He just crops up. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yep.
So are you two going to be busking at all this holiday season? I mean, I know you guys are gainfully employed, but.
We're gainfully. I would do it for a lot of money. I hadn't planned on it. What do you have in mind?
Oh, I don't know. I just kind of, I could just sort of hear you on a street corner right now somehow. And that's a compliment.
Yeah.
But you're here at our little corner studio here. And of course, but this is public radio, so it's all volunteer.
It's for the people.
Exactly.
Well, we are one of the, probably two of the only unabashedly, like, holiday friendly people in the world anymore. So we just like all this stuff.
Oh, I'm a sucker for it.
That's good.
Especially when it's a winter wonderland out there.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like right now?
Oh my, yes. I was, speaking of the river, have you been out to Montana Creek lately?
No.
Lately.
I've been
not
to
lately.
Dredge Lakes.
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, it's just, it's so gorgeous right now when it's, you know, when it's not rain on snow, which we, you know, as you know, we live the roller coaster weather life here. But my friend Beth and I were Nordic skiing out at Montana Creek today.
That was good.
And it is just stunning. It is like just cruising through a Christmas card now.
Cool.
And there's the river right there.
Right there. Yeah. And the trail's okay?
Opens up. Oh yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, good. Yeah. Might have to bring the dog out there one of these days.
The dog would love it.
Yes. For all you dogs out
home?
There. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Well, unless if you're at work, we'll leave you at work.
Okay.
Okay. Are you a skier?
Just cross country, yeah.
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 I made
him
learn.
Yeah.
He had that native Vermonter, like, aversion to winter sports. Like, I'm doing that. That's what the tourists do. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I ruined him.
You did.
Yeah, now you can just come up for a little kind of, you know, afternoon ski in the lower loop at Eagle Crest and then get the guitars out and have a little tailgate.
We'll have the tailgate. Right. We'll have our flatbed out there with the gear and we'll have to get a whole band. We'll come up with a good name. We'll have a contest to name the flatbed band for Eagle Crest.
Flatbed band.
The flatbed band. That's not bad.
actually, I have one for you.
What's that?
The parking lot dirtbag band.
I think it's it. That's good.
And, you know, they're already there, really. They just don't have musical instruments. You know,
it's more like a band of brothers and sisters.
You guys know who I'm talking about, right? If you're
probably.
Listening.
Yeah.
So ski bums, dirt bags.
Yeah.
So you have another tune you're thinking about playing?
We do. This is a very highbrow tune right here. This is what's her face?
Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee
is her face.
Her face. A Brenda Lee evening the other night. Because this is David's childhood.
Yeah, I definitely grew up on the Brenda Lee.
Christmas album.
Anderson, all that kind of stuff.
Me too, but we didn't have this album. I don't know how that ever happened. But anyway, this one, she was what, 12 when she did this?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not 12, but then this is the one that has the like sort of moral dilemma in it. Like, are you on the naughty list? We'll put that out there to people. When you listen to this song, would her behavior put her on the naughty list or the nice list? Not sure.
Philosophical quandary.
It is a philosophical quandary. You can say that. Should we do it?
Yes. And folks, consider that as you listen to this tune.
Ponder deeply.
Okay, so. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and I know just why, because I'm gonna pull, pull, pull on his beard, pull, pull, and see if it's real. I'm gonna tick, tick, tickle him on the tummy, because he laughs so funny. He's so jolly and so fine when he comes around at Christmas time. I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and the reason is because I know a boy and girl he never goes see. He never brings some toys like he does for me. I'm gonna pop, pop Santa Claus with my water pistol gun, and then I'll take his bags of toys and run to give to all the kids who don't have none. Because he laughs
so funny. He's so jolly and so fine when he comes around on Christmas time. I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and the reason is because I know a boy and girl he never gonna see. He never gives them toys like he does for me. I'm gonna pop, pop Santa Claus with my water pistol gun. And then I'll grab his bag of toys and run and give to all the kids who don't have none.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was so fun. I think she's kind of a Robin Hood there.
Yeah, I think so, she is, too. Yeah. I think it's okay to beat up Santa Claus if you give the kids the toys to somebody else.
The ends justify the means.
The ends justify the means. A little Christmas violence.
It's a great Christmas message. The ends justify the means.
But I just love your approach to that. It was just great.
I was trying to be a 12-year-old Brenda Lee.
You know what? That's an accomplishment. You definitely pulled it off.
Thank you, Katie. Well.
So do you have an ultimate holiday tune that you both really cherish and love?
Do we cherish and love any of these enough to call them ultimate?
I don't think, they're all the ultimate.
They're all the ultimate. This is our ultimate list.
That's the problem with us.
That is.
The ultimate.
One reminds us of another one. I'm flipping to the list that I hid in the middle somewhere to see if I get inspired by it.
Well, I know that one of your favorite renditions of Baby, It's Cold Outside is by Louis Armstrong.
Oh, I love that one. It's too funny.
Yeah. Should we take a listen to it?
Yes, we should.
All right. Let's do that.
No potatoes. I really can't stay. Mama, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
I said it's cold outside.
I wish I knew how.
Tickled to death that you dropped in.
To break this spell.
You better break that spell or go to...
My mother will start to worry.
Mama, what's your hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
And he's gotta go, he's gotta go.
Really, I better hurry.
Please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Take some Swiss Chris while I pour.
Might think,
Mama, it's bad out there.
Hey, Pops.
What's that?
What's in this drink?
Ain't no fun to be had out there, you know.
This evening has been.
Ain't even started
so
yet.
So nice and fine.
Take another drink of wine, and maybe you'll change your mind.
Ought to say no, 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 sir.
You don't have to call me sir.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Give it up, give it up, give it up.
I really can't stay.
And it'll last.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Look here, honey. Look at that window there. You can't go out there in all that bad weather. Wouldn't think of letting you go out there. It'd be stupid of me to do that. You got the wrong window anyway, huh? Isn't that a bay window there? See the one that's in the middle there? Halfway boated up.
Yeah.
See that outhouse there? Ain't no use you going out there in all that bad weather, getting them two little skis all frostbitten and stuff.
Well, Pops, I didn't tell Mom and Papa where I was going.
You didn't what?
In fact, I sneaked out of the house.
Oh, Velma, don't never do that to your Mom and Papa. You know? You stay here 3 more days and you go back home to your people then.
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
What about my sorrow?
At least there will be plenty implied.
You telling me?
I really can't stay.
And that old ass.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Hey, Pops. I'd really like to stick around.
I wish you would.
Well, I live so far. I live way over on the other side of town, over in the aristocratic part. Way over there. Way over.
Where would that be, honey?
Over on Jackson Street.
Ain't been in town 2 hours and found out where Jackson Street is. She left on the early plane owing me $2 too. Yes, indeed, folks, it's a place, you know, where you can get 2 drinks for 40 cents and come out of the gate and fall flat on your face after that. Take your shoes off, Lucy.
Oh, wait a minute now, wait.
And let's get juicy.
If that isn't a cult classic of that tune, I don't know what is. And I wouldn't have known that version existed if not for my guests tonight, Jane Rudenberg and David Crossman.
Keeping it real, Katie. Keeping it real.
Keeping it real at Christmas time.
That's right. That one kills me. That's for anyone who gets upset if they forget the words to a song. Just say something charming. Just don't even worry about it. Just be like, yeah, you look beautiful, everybody.
But then the pressure is on to say something charming, though.
Well... You know, I shut my mouth.
Well, you know, that's actually one of the wonderful rules, I guess you could say, I learned about radio from Sherry Cookman. Remember Sherry Cookman, who was the Morning Edition host back in the
90s? She was charming.
Yep, and I took over for her for a couple years after she left, and she said, first rule of thumb, it's only radio.
Which is awesome.
I remember that, you know, it's not worth, you know, getting too upset about.
Sure.
It's true, and it's really fun. My first time I ever played music in Juneau was on KTOO at Live Day, and I was on at 5:30 in the morning, and I remember thinking, like, the 3 people that are awake right now are probably not going to judge me harshly.
Live Day.
Remember Live Day?
Yeah, I forgot all about it, but now you're reminding me. So that would be like just everything was live all day.
It was all day long back then, and it would even continue into a real concert somewhere, and Jeff Brown would go and remote feed the concert, and so they do all day long here in the studio, which is one group of crazy people after another, and then it would get bigger and bigger and more festive as the day progressed.
Oh my gosh, wow.
It was pretty fun.
That's great. That's great. That's great local public radio history right there, folks.
That's right.
Some of us have been around for
long
a
enough
while.
To be historical.
And, you know, you also introduced me to Bruce Coburn. Thank you for the pronunciation, folks. It's spelled C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N, but it's Coburn. Yeah. And we played a really nice one from him before you started playing, which was Rio Rio Chew.
Yeah.
And that's a Spanish tune. It's just lovely.
Yeah.
From his Christmas album. Well, you have another tune to play for us.
Which one are we doing? We're doing what? This one?
Sure.
That one?
That's fine.
This one. Okay. Another Brenda Lee. We're on a little Brenda Lee roll tonight. This is our faux Cajun.
Faux Cajun? When you said it, I thought it was an actual word that you were saying.
Faux
Cajun. Even though I knew that you were going to say faux Cajun.
So very extremely faux Cajun of you. Okay. So get out your teefer at home and you'll be good. I don't remember how we start this. Okay. There you go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, Bo, let's go and get Pierrot and push-pull down the bio. I want wanna see the Christmas tree dance off at Odo. Have a big time and cut a shine where all will be gay-o. Oh, Santa Claus will come tonight down on the bio. Papa Noel will ring the bells and all will be gay-o. I'm gonna be at the Christmas tree with my Sheremio. So ring the chimes, it's Christmas time, and pick the old banjo. Oh, Santa Claus will come tonight down on the bio. See Manana and my Paran, I know they'll all be there. Oh, see old Calcoon and Mamoon, Bebe and Jojo. See Joe Levette, oh my sweet pet, get me some sugar. Oh, Santa Claus will come tonight down on the bio. So roll the rug, let's kiss and hug, and let's all be gay-o. A Merry Christmas to you all and a Happy Bonanay-o. I'm gonna dance all through the night till daylight with my babe-o. Oh, Santa Claus will come tonight down on the bio. Diana wants a pushy on, a pistolette and a yo-yo. My Joe Levette, oh my sweet pet, Lord Sheremio. Oh, Auntie Luce will cook the goose and she will serve the gumbo. Oh, Santa Claus will come tonight down on the bio. Papa Noel will bring the bells and all will be gay-o. I'm gonna be at the Christmas tree with my Sheremio. So ring the chimes, it's Christmas time, and pick the old banjo. Oh, Santa Claus will come tonight down on the bio.
Brenda Lee, so much fun.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know much about her. She sang for a long time, past the age of 12.
Yeah.
Yes.
She started out with Little Brenda Lee.
Yes, she did.
And
I don't know a lot of the history except, you know, the Christmas stuff mostly.
Yeah. I think that's what she was famous for. She did all the...
She had I'm Sorry. Wasn't that her? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe, yeah.
So sorry. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
I won't. Actually, I shouldn't. I can't.
You can. You should.
I was really sorry sounding. But do you two have any plans to play more in town? I mean, I know you're both very busy with full-time jobs.
We'd like to.
Yeah.
We'd like to get a band together, but we always like bump into people at the wrong time and they're already busy or trying to get something going. Because we're really, I mean, David really likes to play funk and R&B and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I like to sing it. I've just never had the opportunity.
Oh.
So, but we got to get like a whole band. So hint, hint out there. If you're
okay. Well, you know, there is kind of a... as you know, there's a lot of artists in this town, and I think I that could happen. It could definitely happen.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So now we've put out the word here, so I guess we're going to have to... We would be really sad when nobody calls.
Okay, all right. So you have...
Auditions after the holidays.
That's the final... Yeah, auditions. We'll all just play together and...
That sounds exciting.
Yeah,
well, it's
gonna be fun.
So versatile.
and suicidal.
Well, I think we got about 15 minutes left of the show here. I know that you're also fans of James Brown.
Yes.
At Christmas time, and we did play way back when this evening a song by James Brown, which was "Let's Make Christmas Make Christmas Mean Something" this year, which I thought was that kind of covered it all, really.
Yeah.
You know. But he also has a tune, David, that you recommended we play.
Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. It's kind of an interesting message from James. And there's a couple of lines in there that are pretty special, I think.
All right, let's check it out.
Do you feel it?
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer and go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny. Leave a doll for Mary. Leave something pretty for Donnie. And don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find. You know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, the soul brother needs so. Santa Claus, tell him James Brown sent you.
Okay. Tell him James Brown sent you.
That's right.
thank you for that, David.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a nice festive tune.
It is.
Another good message.
It's true.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto from Mr. James Brown. And guys, you're just really expanding my repertoire of Christmas music here. No, it's good. It's good because, you know, every year you kind of pull out the same CDs and things. I'm like, okay, we got to mix it up here. And this is just what the doctor ordered.
Good. Yeah, I always like finding like sort of amusing holiday music because sometimes people are super sick of the normal ones. But
yeah,
if you find something really goofy that they've never heard before, then.
Yes. Yes. That's actually my favorite thing to do this time of year. So you helped immensely.
All right.
Well, you two, it's been so nice having you. This is Jane Rudenberg is here along with her husband, David Crosman, and they are singing and playing for us holiday tunes this evening. And this is just such a treat, such a gift to the community. Yay. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
It's a gift to us. We're pretty psyched. So.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. And now you've been back home in Juneau for
2 years.
2 years.
I know. Zippity-doo.
And working at Wellspring?
Yep. Working at Wellspring, you know, fight the good fight. And having good fun. It's a good place.
Yeah. Well, so. Jane, one of many who have returned to Juneau.
Like a bad penny.
There's just something about it, though.
I know. I know. You sit and you go, why? What is it? I don't know, but it's there, whatever it is.
It's the people.
It is the people. It's not the climate. Sorry.
And when the sun comes out, you are in heaven on earth.
That's true. Even a couple days last summer, David said, oh, it's kind of nice here.
Well, I came for the climate.
I know that for true.
I stayed because of the people.
One person in particular.
That's
yeah.
Right.
'Cause she wouldn't let him leave. He's a hostage.
I could send SOS out.
You could.
If I knew Morse code.
Yeah, well, you're on the radio now, honey, so you could just say, help me.
Surreptitiously.
Oh, you could.
So you wouldn't know.
We'll work on that for the next show.
That's right.
Okay, all right.
I'll work on my Morse code.
Well, you two have a tune to
yeah.
Well, send us off, or we'll
send us
you,
off.
Yes,
send you, send me off.
Send you off with,
yeah,
for the holidays.
Takes no introductions.
And all about home.
Yep. All right. Go, honey. Home and go.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve, you'll find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Christmas Eve, you'll find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only
Jane Rudenberg and David Crosman.
Thank you, Katie.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. Can you come over to my house on Christmas
Sure.
Eve?
Of course. In California?
Yeah. I'm just glad I have that recorded, folks.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Those of you who heard that, it was a very special moment right here on Karen N 102.7. Thank you so much, Jane
thanks,
and David.
Thank you, Katie.
And happy holidays to you.